for joining me this morning. The last few weeks, we've talked about fellowship with other believers, and we've talked about what the Bible says about fellowship with God the Father, the purpose of fellowship with believers, and the body of Christ, and who and what are the members of that body. Today, we will talk about the local church and what God's perfect plans are for the church. First of all, I'd like for us to turn to Acts chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. And let's pay special attention to verse 42 to see what activities were going on in the church in Jerusalem. Okay, starting in verse 41. So those who received his word were baptized, and there are added that day about 3,000 souls. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And all came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. So from verse 42, what activities are happening in the church? Well, it says there is teaching, fellowship, meals together, the Lord's Supper, prayer. Do you see these same activities going on in your church today? I can't answer for you, but for me, I think my church at Bible Fellowship does a great job with all the activities that was just shared. Remember, the buck doesn't stop there, though. There is always room for more teachers, more fellowship opportunities, meals together, and times of prayer. Be intentional to be a part of those activities in your local church. Use your gifts for teaching. Use them for planning fellowship events, meals together. Most importantly, prayer time. You be part of that. You be intentional about those things. Seeking God's perfect will for you and your local church. Prayer is a very important thing, and in that prayer we should seek what God's perfect will is for us, and not just leave all of those, the teaching and the preaching and the fellowship opportunities and the prayer, not leave all of that just to our leaders, but we're part of the church. We're part of that too. You might think or even say that you don't feel equipped to do these things. Well, let's look at another scripture over in Ephesians 4, 11 through 13. It says, and he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So God gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, preachers, teachers, to equip us to do the same. We should listen intently to those people that God's graciously put in our lives, for they are the ones through the Holy Spirit who are equipping us for God's service. See, it's not, the service is not only for our just our leaders, it's for us also. And we're to be listening and finding what God has for us in order to be leaders also. If we just depend on the leaders that we have now, what's going to happen in years to come? Those leaders are going to be gone to be with the Lord. And if we sit idle, then we are going to be just, we're not doing the future of our church any good. So it's up to us to be responsible for that. Be listeners and doers and find service. What is your ultimate goal in Christian ministry? Look back at verse 13. It says, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Our ultimate goal should be to build up the body of Christ, to be unified with other believers, to know Jesus, and to lead others to know Him. He gave some to be apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, so that they could prepare God's people, us, for works of service, so that we, the body of Christ, may be built up. So ask yourself this week, what and where or where is my place in this plan? I like to use the example of us being a sponge, that we, how a sponge soaks in water or liquid. We should be soaking in everything that our leaders and our churches are teaching us through the Holy Spirit from God's Word, so that when there's others that need to soak up, that we can squeeze out ourselves, our sponge, onto them, and that it just continues on and on, that the teachings of the Bible are soaked up by each person and then squeezed out onto others. I like to use that just because it's something that's simple that makes sense to me. Now let's look at 1 Peter 5, 1 through 5. It says, so I exhort the elders among you as fellow elders and a witness of the suffering of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, the local church, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. From verses 2 and 3, let's pull out the right and the wrong ways to demonstrate leadership. The right ways are to shepherd or guide the flock, to oversee the flock willingly as God would have us, eager and ready to be examples to the flock. And the wrong ways to do that are to do it under compulsion, not for shameful gain, and to do it not lording over the church. What is our responsibility to our spiritual leaders in verse 5? Be subject to them, submit to them, listen to them. They're being led by the Holy Spirit. Listen to their teaching. What responsibilities are we given to support the ones who preach and teach? In 1 Corinthians 9, 11 and 14, it says this in verse 11, if we have sown spiritual things among you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? In verse 14 says, in the same way, the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. Are you giving back to God part of what He's given you? These are challenging questions to ask ourselves. Am I giving back to God a portion of what He's given me? And what does God want me to do as far as prayer and financial support for my spiritual leaders? Ask yourself the same thing. Let that be a challenge this week. We're going to close today with a quote from our brother Billy Graham in regards to the local church. He said, each Christian should select his or her church because he or she is convinced that within its particular structure, he or she will find the greatest opportunities for spiritual growth, the greatest satisfaction for his human needs, and the greatest chance to be of helpful service to those around us. So my friends, I'm praying for you this week that you will find your place of service in your church where you can grow and be filled with the goodness of God, filled so full that His goodness flows out of you onto all you come in contact with. May God bless you always and in all ways.